Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Wyman and Bob
on Seattle Sports, powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming live on the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton.
We continue live from Edgar's Cantina. It's Wyman and Bob, Seattle Sports on 710. As the Red Sox out there taking batting practice, getting set for game two with the Mariners in a four-game series. And sitting here with us live on set, one of our favorite guys out here, Bryce Miller, is here with us. How are you, man?
I'm good. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
What was last night like for you? I know you weren't pitching, but were there still the butterflies, the anticipation, the excitement?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I was a little nervous coming in from the outfield, but
don't trip.
Yeah, right?
That's
trip.
The only thing you were thinking.
I made the whole run in, didn't fall down. So it was good. It was exciting. It was a lot of fun.
You ever see that happen before, by the way?
No.
Anybody running out?
Just face plants.
No, but everybody says don't trip, so then you're thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly. We had a linebacker when I was playing for the Seahawks that ran out, and he tripped and fell and caused like a 7-car pileup afterwards. So, yeah, it's always good.
Yeah.
For you seem like a very chill guy. Like last year, you know, when you came up, I think you had your hat on sideways or your mitt on your hat. Do you try to like calm yourself down on game day? Is that just kind of your approach? Do you have to kind of do that, or is it just natural for you?
No, it's how I've always been. Starting pitchers, there's a couple different guys. You know, there's the guys that don't say anything, they don't talk to anybody, super super locked in the whole day when they pitch. And then there's other guys that it's like, for me, it's every day I show up to the field, I try to be the same person, like whether I'm pitching or not. So I'm always laid back, and I try to not change anything on days that I pitch.
So as far as the spring went, what was it you wanted to work on? We'd talked to Service and some others about I saw you looking up. I thought a ball was coming.
I think we can rely on Bryce's eyes better than like say Matt, our engineer.
He's not paying any attention at all. But we talked to them about, you know, you and Brian were working on something to factor in against lefties. Was that the big focus for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was going into spring. I added the splitter, and it was something that like I hadn't thrown in games yet. So it was something I wanted to work on. And as spring went on, I got more comfortable with it, and I'm happy with where it's at. And it's been a pitch that it's a weird pitch. You know, when you add like a slider or a cutter or something, you have consistent movement with it. The splitter, depending on the weather or the air, you might have a completely different pitch one day. So it's something that you kind of have to adjust as time goes on. But I've learned a lot about it, and I'm really happy with where it's at.
So are you able to do that instantly? Like you get to a town and you're going to go out and throw your splitter and just see how it reacts? You're able
figure
that out right away?
Already being here, you know, stuff's a little different here than in Arizona. So it's it takes a little adjustment, but as long as it's if I can get it consistent, like moving the right way, then it's good.
Yeah.
And I've been able to locate it well so far in bullpens and stuff. So I'm happy with where it's at. And, you know, last year, the main issue I had was working with lefties, and this lineup's got a lot of lefties in it. So I'm excited to, you know, get out and throw to them.
How big was last year for you as a young guy coming up, getting your first exposure with the big leagues, and just coming into this season now, having that experience? Does this feel like, all right, I know what I'm in store for? I know what it's about?
Yeah, for sure. You know, last year it was, I went through different waves. You know, the first month or two I was rolling, and then the back half, you know, I kind of hit a wall. And, you know, going into this year, like, I know what to expect, and I've made my adjustments as the league has adjusted to me. So it's definitely way different than it was last year, but I'm excited.
It's kind of interesting, the little cat and mouse thing that goes on. Like you said, you know, the league tries to figure you out, and, you know, everybody has tape and, you know, history on you and things like that. And you just kind of, does it kind of go back and forth, or do you try to just focus on what I want to do, or are you trying to kind of offset what other teams are doing to you?
Yeah, it's definitely a cat and mouse game. You know, it's every lineup's different, and every team has a different approach. But for the most part, I know what I want to do. I know how I want to execute, and I'm gonna go out and do, like, pitch how I want to pitch until the team that I'm facing tells me otherwise. So I have, you know, my plan A and how I'm gonna attack, and then if I need to adjust, I can adjust. But this year, I feel, you know, much better equipped to adjust than I did last year.
How was the offseason for you in terms of hearing what was going on? Because it seemed like a lot of the conversation about, you know, how they were going to build the roster was, well, the Mariners want to get some big bats, they're going to have to give up some of their young pitching. And your name came up a lot. Wu's name came up. Gilbert's name came up. I don't know if you paid attention or heard about it, but on one hand, I could see it being flattering that you're a highly sought after piece for a team. On another hand, it could be kind of disconcerting. Did it bother you? Did you hear it much, or how'd you respond to all that?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that, you know, there was speculation of possibility, but it's something that's out of my control, and obviously I'd rather be someone who is sought after than someone who's not, so I guess that's good. But I'm happy that I'm here, and I'm glad that we got all five of us back. And I think, you know, we have a lot, like, we're just a good group, and we can really pitch. So it's going to be an exciting year.
Down to spring training, you mentioned the five of us. All five of you guys walked back to the facility. It was like in inning three or four, and I was like, that's pretty awesome, man. Do you guys kind of look around and go, hey, we got a really good thing going here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, every day, you know, I only throw once a week, so I get to watch everybody else go out and throw, you know, every game. And everybody has something different to offer, but it's all exciting and fun to watch. And we're all unique in our own ways, so it's really cool.
If you could steal a pitch from any one of those other four guys, one or two pitches, what do you like? What do you covet when you see other guys throwing things that maybe you can't do quite as well? What do you think?
It's hard to say, because, like, it's, you know, you have five right-handed pitchers, you're like, oh, they got to be pretty similar. But really, all five of us are really different. Different arm slots. You know, Gilbert, he's got the extension. Wu's got the low release height, and Castillo. And it's like, I don't know, it's just really cool. I don't know a specific pitch. I've always wanted Matt Brash's slider, but that there's only one of those, so it's hard to replicate.
It's amazing what other pitchers say about Brash.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, Stanek called it make believe. So yeah, that's a make believe pitch.
Yeah, crazy.
Was it you that came up with the nicknames for everybody related to cheese? Was that you?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it was last year. We kind of just stumbled upon it. Kind of just, I started calling Castillo Big Cheese because he was, you know, the longest tenured guy. Then I'm like, well, I guess everybody else needs to have one.
And then, but what was everybody else's name?
Yeah, it was Big Cheese Castillo, and then Logan was second. He was Sandwich Cheese, and then it was Kirby. It's Medium Cheddar or Angry Cheese sometimes, like today when he's pitching. And then it was me, String Cheese, and then Wu was Parmesan.
Okay.
Based off of size, like the size of the cheese.
All right. Angry Cheese.
Yeah.
So is Kirby a guy that on his day to pitch, he doesn't talk, he's got maybe headphones on? Or
yeah, he don't. I can go up and talk to him any day except his start day.
Really?
Just let him do his own thing on start day, and it works out for him. So I'm not going to try to mess with him.
Yeah, I think Marco was like that, right? Marco Gonzalez, you couldn't talk to him at all, on game day. So are you are you sort of the comic relief in that rotation? Like you said, tell us about Angry Kirby, by the way. And then, you know, like, are you the kind of guy that, like, lightens things up, maybe Logan a little bit?
Yeah, I try to be, like, keep it light as often as I can. You know, the season, you go through ups and downs as a team and individually as well. So it's like, if you're a guy that's, like, real inward, I guess. It's like, it's hard to, you know, kind of get out of a slump if you're in one, if you're not having fun. So I try to have fun every day. But yeah, no, Kirby, he has fun. He's really focused on his start days. So that's why he gets the angry cheese sometimes.
Angry cheese. Now, Logan seems to be everybody's target. Now, he's got seniority, but do you still bust his chops, or how does that go?
We kind of have a similar sense of humor, I guess. So we talk a lot about Beetlejuice. I don't know if y'all know who that is, but...
Are you talking about the movie or the Stern character?
The Stern, yeah. Okay, we do a lot of Beetlejuice references. He's a cool dude. I'd say we're pretty similar on that aspect.
Do you know who Beetlejuice is?
No, I don't. Okay. I mean, I know the movie, but it's Stern's something totally. Is it some things that'll get us kicked off the air if we?
Couldn't mention most of it. Yeah, it's part of the Whack Pack. It's part of the Whack Pack.
Yeah,
it's probably the king of the Whack Pack.
Well, what'd you do in the off season, by the way? What's your routine?
This past off season I was in College Station. I worked out at A&M quite a bit, and then I was going back and forth between there and Houston, a place called DST, Dynamic Sports Training. But it was good to be back in College Station and work out at the field, and Max Wiener's there, so he's able to come out and watch whenever I throw and stuff. And when I wasn't doing that, I was trying to duck hunt or just get outside.
You're whenever outdoorsman I could. Yeah. Type of guy, fishing, hunting, yeah. That kind of thing.
My favorite thing to do is duck hunt. So I head down to the coast. I'm like 2 hours from the coast, and try to duck hunt as often as I could.
Do you have good dogs?
No, I don't have a dog. I need one, but yeah, it's kind of hard right now. So
yeah,
I'm holding out until I get a different spot in life where I can get one and take care of it. But
yeah.
I definitely look forward to that. It's not easy walking in the Gulf.
Hey, did last season sort of change what you do in the off season? Like, now that you learned what it takes at this level, did you say, all right, now I need to work on, I need to change what I do in the off season. My workouts are different now.
No, I mean, this off season was pretty similar to the last couple. Just going into the off season, I knew what I wanted to work on. So I had a goal in mind, to add the splitter to better attack lefties. So that was really my main focus. And I've had pretty much the same workout routine and throwing routine over the last couple of years, so I'm trying to stay consistent with that. And I just knew going into this year, the plan is to get to another career high in innings and to be durable and healthy. So that was the main goal.
How did you feel at the end of the year last year? Did you feel the wear and tear?
Sure. It's a the year before I hit my career high, I was at 130. Last year I was at like 155, I think. So it's good. Every year I've bumped up and plan to be 180 plus this year and make 32 starts. So that's the goal and that's the plan. So like I said, I'm excited.
We love Cal Raleigh. Have him on the show all the time. Tell us about your relationship and how that's built and how important that is. Because you talk to some pick, we were talking to Dontrell Willis and asked him about it, and he's like, oh, it's everything, man. I mean, your relationship with your catcher. Tell us about that.
Yeah, for sure. Cal. He's great back there behind the plate. And especially I think it's even more important now with the pitch clock and like not having any time to really think about what pitch to throw. It's like, whenever he calls a pitch, like, I'm trusting it, and I want to throw it with full conviction and not be like iffy about it. And he prepares better than anybody, and I fully trust him back there. So it's he's a great dude back there.
So you're not shaking him off very often?
No, not often. No.
Does the pitch clock work for you, or do you feel like I'm rushing?
I've actually felt this year, because the clock got shortened again, this year I've felt sped up a couple times. It's really hard because they're starting the clock when I get the ball back. So if I'm in front of the mound, then I walk around and I preset splitter and I look up and there's only a couple seconds left, and it's like, all right, we got to go. So there has been times it'll take a little adjustment, but I had the pitch clock the first year that they – put it into the minor leagues. I had it, and then last year we had it, so this is year three with it. It's gotten quicker, so I like it. It's just sometimes it gets quick and I look up and there's no time left, but we'll get it figured out.
When there's downtime, Who do you hang out with mostly or on the road?
We got a really close team. Like, really, I mean, it's a young team, and there's not really anybody that I wouldn't hang out with. So, yeah. But last year I roomed with Saucedo, so he's always a fun guy to hang out with. This year I'm with Emerson, and you know, we got a spot, and it's I don't know, we have fun.
Good deal. Well, Bryce, always good to talk to you, man. Always appreciate you cutting out time for us. I know the fans love it, and we wish you nothing but the best this season. So thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having
me. Bryce.
Appreciate you. There you go. Bryce Miller of your Seattle Mariners, everybody, spending a few minutes with us, and can't wait to see him get out there during this homestand. It's going to be good stuff out there, and looking forward to that. The mean texts, they've been coming in. Are we ready for those, Lefko? Have they stepped up to the plate?
They did. They stepped up. So I think we're ready for them now.
All right, let's do it. Mean text. You're going to have to maybe turn away from your basketball game for just a little bit.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to set it up and say we do this every week.
He was watching the game going, yeah, Bob, just keep talking. Bob, the game's going on.
The game's awfully close.
Is it? What's the score in that game?
They put it on over there. Although I'm ahead, so I could spoil it for people right now. But okay. No, it's fine. I hear the claps. I know what happens.
All right.
Yeah, so we have a good amount. They came in. They're making fun of Dave. He is the birthday boy coming up. By the way, for everyone here, it's Dave Wyman's birthday on Sunday. So there you go. How's that? Hey.
40 years old. 40 years old.
Nobody wants to be as old as me.
425 says, I know what I'm getting Dave. Underwear and a portable washing machine for his birthday.
Those will all come in handy.
Those are the preferred gifts of Dave Wyman.
Would they be the Red Dragon underwear?
No, I wouldn't get Red Dragon. Shannon won't let me do any of the laundry. I've even tried, like, I'll sneak it in there sometimes. It's just mine.
You get scolded?
Invariably, one of her little delicate things gets in there and it shreds it. Yeah, so.
You're washing it on heavy duty cycle?
Yeah, exactly.
They're really trying to distract me. They've literally put it up on the scoreboard.
Oh.
Wow.
Well,
that's tough.
You just
got
to be disciplined.
We got about 5 minutes. Yeah. So, all right. Jared in Sumner says, we were talking about texters and people being miserable. And Jared in Sumner says, if they're listening to this show, then obviously, Bob, they're miserable.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there you go.
We're contributing to their misery.
I saw the 206, and this wasn't on purpose, but the 206 says, thank you, Lefko, for staying off camera, because it's a shot of me and Bob. And
until he had to demonstrate yesterday's intrusion on the camera.
I know. I like how he acted the whole thing out, walked out there in front of the teacher. He's just ranting. Like, it was kind of funny when, you know, Lefko was like, what's bugging Bob? And all of a sudden, Lefko took over. And it just, like, started adding more and more steam. Next thing you know, he's out in the front demonstrating everything.
Yeah, people are walking
around.
He's getting his cord out of the way so he could properly demonstrate what was ticking him off the day before. The fans upsetting Lefko.
Good stuff.
You saw it. I mean, it was constant. And especially when you're on this side. So we're coming in from this side. So it just kept catching me out of the corner of my eye. And just kept walking across the screen. So that's why we have the partition up. We don't trust them. 206. No bigger insults than having to remind people to send in mean texts.
All right. So this one says, Dave's birthday falling on Good Friday feels somehow sacrilegious. Actually, his birthday is on Sunday. So
yeah,
I don't know if
there.
That's better or worse.
Yeah, maybe.
Easter Sunday.
Yeah, it might be worse.
As we talked about before the show, yours is on the same date every year. Easter floats. It's not the same date every year.
Yeah, the audacity.
So
Easter.
He's got the claim to that day.
I appreciate Bob brought me in Krispy Kreme donuts today, which Matt Nelson had like 14 of 20.
You see the look.
It's okay. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know Matt was listening. Here's one. With Dave's reputation for graceful cat-like moves, we should be expecting a flaming trident routine any day now. Get out there and juggle it and maybe chuck one into the stand.
I'd steer clear, but I would watch.
What do you think that thing had last night? Like, there was had to have been gas in the handle.
Yeah,
and then
I don't
maybe
know.
They cranked it up that way. I'm fascinated by fire. Fire, good.
It's good. Yeah. It's probably you were a problem child, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
206 says, Wyman's fan and listeners are like him. Very old and don't know how to work a smartphone. They don't know how to text.
Was that fan singular?
Yes, it was singular.
All right.
Sorry about that.
There we go.
Yeah. Here's another long one. 253. We stopped sending mean texts because Dave's dumb bleep can't read, and our phones don't do crayon pictures for his interpretation. Oops, sorry. Interpretation's too big of a word. My bad.
Nice. Who's that from?
Matt. No, I'm just kidding. 253.
That's one guy that wasn't stoned. Of the the many submissions that we have, he's actually... You know, he's on top of it. Here's Chris in Scottsdale. Says, Dave has the face of a guy who sits behind you at a Mariner game and knees you in the back of the head with every called ball he disagrees with and then spills his beer on you with every home run.
That's a lot of detail.
It is a lot of detail.
Is that oddly specific?
Oddly. That's right. According to Lefko.
360 says, talking about the Mariners makes me miserable and listening to a football player do it is even worse.
This guy sounds really miserable. Jeez. You don't like baseball? What's the matter with you?
Oh.
Jen in Beaverton says, happy birthday, Easter boy. Two more days until you're old as dirt.
Old as dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess dirt's pretty old.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. We got my dad a hat like that one time when he turned 50. So, and here I am turning the 20th anniversary of my 40th birthday.
20th time he's turned 40.
Yeah.
T. Reed says, March 31st, this Sunday, we'll all be thinking about a very important guy in history. He sacrificed his body after constant punishment. He never scored a touchdown, but made a living talking to many, many people. No, Dave, not talking about you.
I know, because I scored a touchdown. I bet you he didn't know that.
Wow.
In your face. That's what I texted him. In your face, T. Rex. Is that his name?
Yeah, T-Reed.
T-Reed.
Yeah,
T-Rex.
T-Rex. 253 says, Bob, OCD? Really? Huh, yeah. Never would have thought.
Yeah, that was a strange one.
The least surprising thing ever.
Who would have thought that?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like me at all. This person's got it backwards, but I'll read it anyway. 509 says, maybe if we put Bob and his big head in the outfield bleachers, the gravitational pull will lead to less hits dying on the warning track. You got that backwards.
It's definitely stoned. Bob known for having a big head.
Yeah, we're on the opposite end of that.
I don't think that's the case.
I like when they confuse you two. Do you guys like that? Are you more insulted?
Why? You think they're talking about my head? Yeah. Is that where you're saying that?
I mean, I'm looking at the
I don't have a big
headphones
head.
Here.
Yeah. All right, put my hat on.
We discussed this, right? You guys have compared.
I know. Apparently my head is getting bigger. Just the size, not figuratively, but literally.
Your head gets bigger as you get older.
Yeah. I remember I put on Bump's hat?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't wait for the 30 seconds.
Yeah,
does anybody out there think that this indicates 30 seconds?
It does when I told you it does.
Seconds.
All you need to know is that means 30, and it means 30. We've done
it,
every Friday for years now?
So. Yeah, I'll take your word for it, Mike.
I just like when Lefko doesn't realize he's being insulting. He's like, here, send me a text. Dave, he's old.
That's what I wanted him to say about Dave. So.
There's the 30.
Oh, all right. God.
Anything left?
That's it. Nope.
That's all of them? All right. That's what happens every Friday. For those new to the program, you can text in the mean text. We'll collect them during the week. I want to thank our guests today, John Schneider, John Morosi, Bryce Miller, all joining us on the program. If you missed anything from today's show, you just head to the podcast page at seattlesports.com. Click the podcast tab. Scroll down. Click on our picture, and it is right there waiting for you. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday with Wyman and Bob.